In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Jesus continues on this. I think it's volume 1926. Therefore, for the honor and the glory of the very work of redemption, it was had to have as prime act the purpose of the kingdom of my divine will. Okay, so what does this mean? What Jesus did 2,000 years ago was to give us, through holy baptism, to be in God's image. So that's a saintly life. That's a good life. That's a holy life. Now, for the honor, for the glory, for the work of redemption, we're going to now go to the prime act, the purpose of the kingdom. Okay? What does that mean? Now we're going to re-enter into sanctification. When we read the lives of the saints, they help us to understand the saintly, good, and holy way, the ABCs, as Jesus says, of the Catholic faith. And that's volume 1 through volume 10. If you read volume 1 through volume 10, if you really consume it, you will be basically a saint, you're becoming a saint. You have everything ready to become a saint. When you read volume 11 through volume 19, you enter into living the divine will, which the only human born of original sin possesses is Louisa. Okay. Like Jesus said to Louisa, to live to the fourth stage, he says, you have to die. This body is food for worms. Okay. The divine will can't radiate in it. That's why with Saint Honorable de France, he was the first to die living in the divine will. Louisa, when she said all, when she died, read what she said, all the suns, the globes of light, all the acts that she did, brings her to paradise. And now it's to get into receiving the divine inheritance of the Father. That's volume 20 through volume 36. Is Jesus says, this was the purpose for God creating Adam. So what does she do? What does Louisa do? Immediately she was beginning praying her rounds in the divine will and going into the terrestrial Eden. See, there's, again, this is by location that God promises the little children of the holy divine will. Go to the Garden of Eden. In your mind's eye, go to the Garden of Eden. In your mind's eye, go to the church. Like she, he says, I want 33 visits to the Holy Eucharist. Go to the church that you were baptized. Go to the church that you received First Communion in. Go to the church that you were confirmed in. Go to the church that you were married in. Go to the church that you were ordained in. Go to the church that you receive the anointing of the sick. Go to the church in your mind's eye. There's no limit to this. If you say, well, I can't do this. Well, you can't. I mean, you've already said no to God. Do it. In your mind's eye, go to Eden. You know, picture the Garden of Eden and walk into it. You know, when you're praying the rosary, be with Jesus and Mary. Go there. So here she says, I went into the garden, the terrestrial Garden of Eden, in which Adam had done the first act of withdrawal of his human will from the divine. And I said to my sweet Jesus, my love, I pray you that the kingdom of the supreme fiat might come soon, so that everyone from Adam to all the creatures who have done their own human will now may receive the honor and the glory that they lost, and your divine will may receive the triumph, the glory, and its fulfillment. So here she does this. Now, while she was saying this, she said, Jesus, my highest good, was moved and touched in making my first father, Adam, present to me. Let himself tell me with an emphasis of love, all special, blessed daughter, Louisa. Finally, after 6,000 years, basically, my Lord and God, after so many centuries, has delivered to the light of the day the one, Louisa, who was to think about giving me back the honor and the glory that I lost. It was none of the saints. It was Louisa who did this. Why? Her love for God gave her the opportunity to go back to the garden in time and space. There's no time or space. And God says, now I'm going to let you see the Father, Adam. To think about giving me back the honor and the glory that I, Adam, lost, alas, by doing my human will, and how I feel my happiness redoubled. Until now, no human has ever thought of giving me back that honor that I lost. Therefore, I, Adam, thank God profoundly for having delivered you, Louisa, to the light. And I thank you, Louisa, the daughter dearest to me, for taking on the commitment of giving back to God the glory as if his will had never been offended by me, and to me the great honor that the kingdom of the supreme fiat established once again in the midst of the human generations. We have to begin to understand this is not an ordinary saint. No saint thought of this. I thank God profoundly for having delivered you to the light. We should be doing that for Louisa, that Louisa has given, God has given Louisa to us. Not only that, he's given us the book of heaven that God breathed into Louisa, that Our Lady breathed into Louisa. She put everything down on paper. Why? To give us back the glory, the honor of living in the divine will. We haven't received we have it, but we don't have it. As soon as you doubt, you're out of the divine will. It's not continuously like Louisa, like Jesus, like Mary. So yes, we have the divine will, but to live fully in it, it's not here yet. That when that great miracle happens, you're going to know it. You're going to know it. So he says very, very clearly, it is right that I, Adam, give you, Louisa, the place that had been destined for me as the first creature that came out of the hands of our God. After this, my lovable Jesus, clasping me to himself, told me, my daughter, not only Adam, but the whole of heaven awaits your acts in my divine will. Are we waiting for it? Are we going to Louisa? Jesus says, Adam went to Louisa. Jesus said in volume 12, I cannot live without you, Louisa. God says that. He loves Louisa so much. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? And in order to receive the honor that their human will has taken away from them, you must know that I place more grace in you than I placed in Adam. Adam did not have Jesus as her Adam, as his Adam. Adam did not have Mary as his Eve. But I place more grace in you by having Jesus as her Adam, Mary as her Eve. And I place basically so that my divine will, you might possess you and dominate you with triumph. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And you will feel honored never to have life and to give the place to my divine will. Okay, what's Jesus saying? Louisa died to her human will, that yours might feel honored never, never to have life and to give the place to my divine will. In Adam, I did not place my holy humanity as his help and strength, as a cortege, like a train of attendants, because of my divine will, because I did not have it then. But I have placed it in you, Louisa. Provided you, Louisa, with all the necessary helps so that your human will might remain in its place and mine might reign, and together with you, Louisa, this is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa now, might follow your rounds in my eternal volition in order to establish its kingdom. We want that. We want Jesus to follow our rounds. We want Jesus to be praying our rounds in us in order to establish its kingdom. It's not me. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. But Jesus is everything. Mary is everything. And they breathe this into Louisa. So he says in volume 20, 11, 22, 19, 26, The more knowledges I, Jesus, have manifested to you, Louisa, about the eternal fiat, the more I disposed and expanded the net in order to catch souls who must live in my kingdom. That's us. We're being caught by Jesus in this net to live in his kingdom. He says that you must live in my kingdom. That means everything else has to disappear. Your heart, your mind, your soul must be one with our God and our mother through Louisa. As you read this, I'm telling you, nothing in your life will be the same. It can't be the same. Everything will change, even in your religious life. Everything will change. It's the kingdom of God on earth, in us, this dust as it is in heaven. And this disposes the Lord to give them to you, Louisa. She is our little mama. Now, somebody said to me once, well, we have a mama. We have Mary. No, she's the mother and queen. The little daughter, Jesus says, is his second mother, and he wants to give her to us as well. So Our Lady is the mother and queen of all of humanity. But then there's a narrow group at this point who are going to be given the life of Jesus and Mary through Louisa. And then it's going to spread through all the world. So when you pray your round, see, when you pray your round, he says, in the divine will, you, by virtue of it, your acts become divine light and extends so much as to touch the divinity and draw more light of truth into the midst of humanity. Then while I was continuing my round, here she's continuing around, and everything that has been done in the supreme will. This is what Jesus did. This is what Mary did. Okay. I arrived at everything that my celestial mother had done. And I said to her, Sovereign Queen, come to hide my little, I love you. This little flame, there's nothing to me. It's so small. It's so significant. In the great ocean of your love, take my adoration toward God in the immense ocean of yours, Mary. And hide my thanksgiving in this ocean, the sea of yours. Hide my supplications, my sighs, my tears, my pains in this sea of yours, Our Lady, so that my sea and yours may be one. My adoration may be one with you. My thanksgiving may acquire the vastness of your own expanse. My supplications, my tears and pains become one single sea with you, so that I too may have this ocean of love, of adoration, diving into your ocean, diving into Jesus's ocean. I'm going to pray my rounds. No. Learn this prayer. Come and hide my little I love you in the great sea of your love, my adoration toward God in the immense ocean of yours, my thanksgiving in this ocean of yours, my tears and pains in this ocean of yours, my sea of love in this ocean of yours, my adoration in this ocean of yours, my thanksgiving of this ocean of yours, of your expanse, your supplication, your tears, your pains, that they may become one single sea, ocean with yours, so that I too may have the sea of love and adoration that you have, Mary. That's a true daughter of Mary. That's a true daughter of Jesus. That's what God wants for us. Learn from Louisa how to pray, especially your rounds. It's a new way of praying. It's a new way of living that our God in his great love has said, yes, now is the time I give it. And he's predestined us to live at this time. And just as your sovereign height impetrated with the longed for Redeemer, so I too may present myself before the divine majesty with all these oceans of love in order to ask, to beseech, to implore, to impetrate the kingdom of the supreme fiat. My mother, my queen, I must use your very life, your very oceans of love, the graces to conquer it and to make it concede its kingdom upon earth, just as you, Mary, conquered it. I'm going to sneeze, sorry. I am sorry. I don't have a shut off button. Sorry. I must use your very life, your very oceans of love, out of graces, oceans of graces, to conquer it, to make it concede its kingdom upon earth, just as you conquered it, to let the eternal word Jesus descend and being incarnated in your womb. Don't you want to help your little child by giving me your oceans that I may obtain that the kingdom of the supreme fiat comes soon upon earth? That's how you pray the rounds. It's not my rounds. I own nothing. I am nothing. God wants us to enter into him, his life, his mother's life, the new Adam and the new Eve. Now, while I was doing this and saying this, I thought to myself, my celestial mama did not occupy herself, nor did she have great interest in the kingdom of the supreme fiat. Now, this is our question. That it might come soon to reign upon earth. And she had interest in the longed for redemption, and she obtained him. As for the divine fiat, that was more necessary, and that was to put perfect order between God and man. She did not occupy herself with the divine will. While it was up to her as queen and mother to reconcile the human will with the divine will so that the divine will might reign it with its full triumph. That's our question. Jesus gave it to Louisa. Well, what about Mary? She's the mother and queen. She should have done it. Now listen to what Jesus says. My daughter, the mission of my inseparable mother was for the longed for Redeemer, and Our Lady fulfilled it perfectly. However, you must know that everything that both she and I did, its substance, its source, its primary cause, was the kingdom of my divine will. But since redemption was necessary in order for this to come, through the kingdom of the fiat, was though the kingdom of the fiat was inside of our acts, on the outside, we were all intent and occupied with the kingdom of redemption. On the other hand, your mission, Louisa Picaretta, is exclusively for the kingdom of the supreme will. God needed a human to do this, a human born of original sin. The Son of God, the Mother of God, redeemed us. But now the mission of Louisa is exclusively given to a person born of original sin, a newborn in the divine will. And everything that the Sovereign Queen and I did is at your disposal. All of the sacraments and sacramentals, all the dogma and doctrine of our church, to help you, to stand in for you, and give you access to the divine majesty in order to impetrate, to ask incessantly for the coming of the kingdom of the eternal fiat. Every breath Louisa took was come divine will. Every heartbeat that Louisa made was come divine will. In order for you to receive the good of the longed for Redeemer, you should have done your part. But since at that time you, Louisa, were not there, my mother stood in for you. Now you must stand in for her, in her part, for the kingdom of my divine will. So Mama Mary stood in for Louisa, the little daughter. And now the little daughter stands in for Mama Mary. It doesn't mean take your place. It's like, how many weddings have we been to? The somebody couldn't make it and there was a stand-in. They take the place of the person. It's, you should have done this in redemption, but you were not there, Louisa. Now this shows you, who is this Louisa Picaretta? And now at this time, Mary should stand in for you, but you're taking her place. Listen to this. More so, since the Queen of Heaven was the first daughter of my divine will, and because Our Lady always lived within our expanse, she formed her own oceans of love, oceans of graces, oceans of adoration, oceans of light. And since now you are the second daughter of my divine will, what is hers is yours, because your mama keeps you, listen to this, Louisa, as a birth from herself. Our Lady enjoys that her little daughter be inside her own oceans in order to impetrate the so longed for kingdom of the divine fiat upon earth. Therefore, see how abundantly your mama, Mary, makes up for you, Louisa, giving you, Louisa, all that is hers. That's the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Her children become like her, looks like her son. And even more, she feels honored at the immense sea that serves you in order to impetrate, beg, plead a kingdom so holy on earth as it is in heaven. Louisa, my daughter, my redemption came as a remedy for mankind, and therefore it serves as remedy, as medicine, as food for the sick, for the blind, for the mute, and for all kinds of maladies. This is why I long so much for the coming of my kingdom of the supreme fiat, because I did everything in coming upon earth, and it shall serve as food. This is the first bread. Food for those who enjoy perfect health. See, the second, there's three breads. There's your wonder bread, your daily bread. There's the super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, where we receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And for 15 minutes until the host dissolves, we are in communion with Jesus. It's the holiest time of the day to adore him and to love him and to praise him and to thank him and to bless him and to worship him. Communion with him until the host dissolves. That's what we got to train ourselves to do. That's what Jesus trained Louisa to do. And now the first bread, the bread that Adam ate, the bread that Jesus and Mary fed, this is what they ate. It was the food to enjoy perfect health. Was it not different between a sick person who takes the same food and someone who enjoys perfect health? The infirm one takes it without appetite, without taste, and it serves him in order to sustain him and not die. The healthy one takes it with appetite. And because he enjoys it, he takes more and preserves himself strong and healthy. So what shall not be my contentment in seeing that in the kingdom of my divine will, everything that I, Jesus, did shall serve no longer as food for the sick, but as food for the children of my kingdom, who shall be all full of vigor and in perfect health. When the evil one leaves, when the kingdom of God is established on earth as in heaven, and the evil one who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth, what does scripture say? No more tears, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more death. That's the kingdom. That's the new Jerusalem. Are you ready? Everything that's happening is between the good and the bad, the light and the dark, between the devil and Jesus, between light and darkness. What side do you want? Oh, I'm going to be good. No. You got to be perfect. How can I be perfect? I am a sinner. Go to the book of heaven. Jesus is going to teach you every day how to give up your fallen human nature to embrace the divine. We become that drop of water entering into the cup filled with wine. We're going to share in divinity. Oh, that's at the end of the world. It's at the end of the world without end. It's the three comings of Jesus. It's the middle coming of Jesus that we're going to experience. Full of vigor and in perfect health. We haven't seen anything yet. We have to be filled with the confidence of what God is going to do. The kingdom of my divine will shall be the true echo of the celestial fatherland, in which, while being blessed, possesses their God as their own life. The kingdom of my divine will shall be the true echo of heaven, in which the blessed possess their God as their own life. They receive him into themselves also from the outside, inside and outside of themselves. Divine life they possess. Divine life they receive. Listen to what he says here. What shall not be my happiness in giving myself sacramentally to the children of the eternal fiat, and in finding my own divine life in them? Then shall my sacramental life have its complete fruit. See what's happening. Most people go to communion. They don't even thank God and praise God and love God. How can anything grow in them? He says, as the species is consumed, I shall no longer have the sorrow of leaving my children without the food of my continuous life, because my divine will, more than sacramental accidents, maintain its divine life always with its full possession. We haven't seen anything yet. This is the most glorious time to be alive. I mean, we should be, when we open up the book of heaven, we should just be thanking God and praising God and loving God and glorifying God continuously. Continuously. What a great time to be alive. More than sacramental accidents shall maintain its divine life always with its full possession. In the kingdom of my divine will, there shall be neither foods nor communions that are interrupted, but perennial communions. Everything I did in redemption shall serve no longer as a remedy, but as delight, as joy, as happiness, as beauty ever growing. So the triumph of my supreme fiat shall give complete fruit to the kingdom of redemption. This is indeed a glorious time to be alive. Nothing is as beautiful as what God has got planned. And he's planned that we possess this. Can you imagine receiving Holy Communion and having the life of Jesus one with us, heart beating with his heart beating, breathing with his breathing, and us experiencing this? Right now, we desire this. We're planning on it. We're begging God, may your kingdom come soon. May it come soon. Jesus is explaining to us very, very clearly, everything I did in redemption is not going to be a remedy anymore, but it's going to be a delight, a joy, a happiness, a beauty that's continuously growing in the soul. The triumph of the supreme fiat, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Eucharistic reign of Jesus, it shall give complete fruit to the kingdom of redemption. Everyone will be Catholic. What God has planned for his children, we're going to see it. If we get through what's coming, it's going to be tough. But let me just tell you what Jesus said. That's why I love reading the book of heaven. What Jesus tells Louisa is what I believe. He said there's going to be a great chastisement of the large majority of humanity to be wiped off the face of the earth. And then he says, basically, that's going to happen. That's basically all he says. It's coming. It's like the flood, we were purged by water. The blood of Jesus, we were purged when Jesus died on the cross. And now 2,000 years later, the fire is going to purge us. The fire is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, the evil one knows what's going on. He knows his time is over. He knows that fire is coming. So what does he do? He sets the world on fire. He's furious. See, the flames of hell always mimic the light of heaven. What God is going to do, he's a good hinter. He knows something's coming. He can hint at this. I think this is going to come. So what does he do? He sets the world on fire. I remember when we were in Syracuse, you can look it up. The day before the big fire at the candle factory burnt to the ground, I said to the people that night, there was like 150 people, I said, there's more, the heavens are seeing this fire because everybody was wanting the divine will, longing for the divine will, this fire on earth. And I said, it's the largest fire that's ever been in Syracuse. And then that night, the evil one got the factory down. And the paper said the next day, the largest fire in Syracuse. It was almost like, no, you want to see something? I'll show you something. The evil one, he knows his time is coming to an end. When you read the divine will, there's light coming from us. It's fire that's coming. It's Jesus and Mary through little newborn Louisa. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit that's going to come down and consume the world in love through little Louisa. This is a great time to be alive. Get ready. Get closer and closer to Jesus and Mary. than you ever have before. Wear your scapular, pray your rosary, spend time in front of the Eucharistic Lord, wear the miraculous medal. Why? These are sacramentals. It's in the sacrament, Jesus. Sacramentals and sacrament, Jesus says, are for our healing. We are in need of it because of what's coming. And it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, but it's like a birth, Jesus says. It's a natural thing that has to happen. And what does that mean? It means that it's going to be more and more severe, more and more intense until what? The birth. The kingdom is coming. It's going to happen. And all those that are like doom and gloom, oh, worry. You know, God is going to take care of each and every one of his children. And he needs us. He needs us to cooperate. He really does. He loves us so much. He's got us get ready for this new and divine way of holiness. This is indeed a glorious time to be alive. Read, study, put this to the right. Turn off your television. You know, I mean, it's just garbage anyways. Entertainment. There's no time for it. Now, did you know that when Louisa was born, after Louisa was born, football, soccer, hockey, tennis, golf, all the sports became after Louisa's birth. Why? The evil one knew when Louisa comes, you're going to be focused on this. I have to, he says, basically distract humanity with sports. What are sports? It becomes their God. They wear them on their shirt. They wear them on their back. The emblems. They cheer and they watch pigskin from one end of the field to the other one, cheering. Kind of funny, pigskin. It's if you can be freed, I mean, if you really want the divine will, God will free you from sports. I mean, where I live, there's a team that's never won the Super Bowl. And when I drive in my town, there's their flags. They're going to win. They're not going to win. I mean, they're not good enough, but it's their team. They're going to fight for, you know, this is what I believe in. It's like, but where's your crucifix? Where's your statue of Mary outside? You know, it's the one thing we see a lot of flags, but what does Jesus teach Louisa? He says, you have to have, I got one around here somewhere. Oh dear, I must have taken it out. It's the flag of the fiat. Fiat. The third fiat's coming. The kingdom's coming on earth as it is in heaven. This is honest to goodness. Thank you, Jesus, that we could be alive today. And really, we could make a decision for you or against you, especially on Sunday. Is this the Lord's day or is it another Saturday? Do we give back to him the honor and the glory that scripture tells us for the Sabbath? Or is it just another day? See, God is teaching us. He's guiding us. He's directing us. And he's saying, what do you want to do? I mean, do you want heaven? Do you want hell? Well, it doesn't mean if I go to a soccer game. No, it means that your priorities are screwed up. Sunday is the Lord's day. Well, let's go out to dinner. I won't cook. Well, that's screwed up too. You're making somebody in a restaurant cook for you. Staying, not keeping holy the Sabbath. Remember the blue laws? There was nothing open basically on Sunday. Nothing. We got to get back to honoring our God. And it starts with us. You make the decision. I'm going to keep holy the Sabbath and then watch what God is going to do. It's really a glorious thing. God is going to take care of his little peons. He loves us too much. So he tells us, he leads us, he guides us, he directs us. And again, what I love about these readings is you're sitting right next to Jesus and he's telling you what he wants. He's leading you. He's guiding you. He's directing you. He said that we read that today. He's with us. He's not going to abandon us. And the more we want his direction, the more he will help us understand this celestial language of heaven. It's It's infinite. Each word, Jesus says, is a divine life that I give to my children. Every time you read it, it's more beautiful. Every time you read it, it's more beautiful. Why? He's expanding our capacity to hear God, not with our ears, but with our heart, our mind, our soul. So in volume 20, 11, 4, 19, 26, I was in my continuous state in the supreme will, praying. This is so beautiful. It's loving God with your whole mind, your whole heart, and all your strength. I was in my continuous state in the supreme will, praying my queen mama to help me impetrate this kingdom of the eternal fiat. We're doing that with Luisa. We're learning how to do that with Luisa. Luisa, teach me how to do this. She says, let's go to my mama and I will show you. Let's go to Mary. Let's show you how to do this. Help me impetrate this kingdom of the eternal fiat. And then what happens? Mary always brings us to Jesus. My sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, you will hear him with your interior, not with your ears. And told me, my daughter, the most perfect copy of the children of my divine will was my celestial mother, Mama Mary. And because it had its first daughter, Our Lady, in the divine will, redemption could come. Otherwise, we had not the first daughter, Mary, of our will. I, Jesus, the eternal word, would never have descended from heaven. So you're learning. We honor Our Lady. We're learning to listen to Our Lady. Let's just think of what she said to Fatima. Pray the rosary, wear the scapular, and attend First Saturday Masses. Well, there's no First Saturday Masses around for miles. Yeah, that's right. Find one. Why? Our Lady requested it. Do you think she's not going to ask her son to bless you because you're listening to her? Of course you will be blessed. Find one. Well, there's no church. Is my church closed and there's no church for Sunday? Find one. Well, we don't have to go to church because of COVID. We don't have, find one. Keep holy the Sabbath. God's going to take care of it. Nothing to worry about. God's going to take care of it. He says very clearly. And again, in order to descend upon earth, I would never have made use of nor trusted children who were extraneous to ours. So you see, a daughter of our divine will was needed for the coming of the kingdom of redemption, because Luisa was the little daughter of the kingdom of the eternal fiat. She was to be a faithful copy of her creator, a perfect copy of all creation, a copy, if you want to say, of Jesus and Mary, not Jesus or Mary. See, the saints had a virtue or two of Jesus, a virtue or two of Mary. When you think of St. Maximilian Kolbe, Our Lady gave him the crown of purity and the crown of martyrdom. It wasn't the totality of it. That's the life of Jesus. That's the life of Mary. What God is going to give to us is all that the saints had, we're going to receive. All that the men and women of the Old Testament had, we're going to receive. Why? Each virtue, each characteristic of each person of holiness, of goodness, is what the children of divine will are going to receive in totality. It's not just a sliver of a saint. Well, this ain't the virtue of holiness. This has, no, it's the totality of Jesus, the new Adam, the new Eve, which Luisa possesses, a faithful copy of our creator, the perfect copy of all creation. That's Our Lady. And now this is what God wants to give to us. So now he says, this is Our Lady, faithful copy of creation, faithful copy of our creator, perfect copy of creation. Now for the coming of the kingdom of the supreme fiat, another daughter of our divine will was needed, because if Luisa, now this is Luisa, the other one was Our Lady. You see, a daughter of ours, Our Lady, was needed for the coming of redemption. Now, a daughter of ours is needed for the coming of the divine will. If she were not its daughter, our divine will could not entrust to her neither its secrets, its sorrows, nor its knowledges, nor its prodigies, its sanctities, or dominions. Here's the word dominion again. What Jesus has given to Louisa, the little daughter of the divine will, God, Jesus says, was needed to bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So he says, now in the kingdom of the supreme fiat, we shall have copies of the sovereign queen. This is her triumph. So she, Our Lady too, longs for and awaits this divine kingdom on earth in order to have her copies. It's when you see a baby, you want it to look like the parents. Copies of the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary. What a beautiful kingdom it shall be, a kingdom of light with infinite riches, a kingdom of perfect sanctity, of perfect dominion. Our children of this kingdom shall all be kings and queens. They shall all be members of the divine royal family. They shall enclose all creation within themselves. They shall have the resemblance and the likeness of our celestial Father. Therefore shall be the fulfillment of our glory and the crown of our head. Therefore, Louisa, who lets herself be dominated by divine will, possesses these oceans for as many acts as she does in it. Louisa does little, but she has much. Louisa has a divine volition that delights in making the little act of the creature an ocean, because one with Mary. Only with these oceans, these seas, can she impetrate the longed-for kingdom of divine fiat. This is why our newborn Louisa Picaretta, little daughter of my divine will, was needed, so that in turning her little pains, her I love yous, and everything she does into these oceans that communicate with the oceans of the eternal one, she can have the ascendancy to impetrate the kingdom of my divine will. After this, I was thinking to myself, when my sweet Jesus speaks about his will, he always touches upon creation for the most part. How is it? Now that's our question given to Louisa by Jesus. Jesus, moving again, told me, my daughter, the one who must live in the kingdom of the supreme fiat, that's hopefully that's us with Louisa, as her beginning, her origin, and everything that my will has done and is doing for love of her, this noble queen, this is the divine will Jesus is talking about, is waiting with invincible patience, failed for so many centuries in all created things, for her will to be known. The divine will must be known. And when it becomes known, she shall tear the many veils that hide her and shall make known what she has done for so many centuries for love of humanity. She shall say unheard of things, excesses of love that no one has ever thought of. This is coming. This is why, in speaking to you, Louisa, about my divine will, we are reading what Jesus said to Louisa. I often speak about creation, because my will is life of all created things. And through these words, it gives life to everyone and everything. This life wants to be known. This divine will wants to be known, so that the kingdom of the eternal fiat may come. Wherever my will is veiled, there is not one created thing in which my divine will is not veiled. So again, we have to begin to see the divine I love yous in creation, the divine I love yous in redemption, in creation. As you pray your rounds, this I'm telling you, as you pray your rounds, you're going to recognize the divine I love yous of God saying to humanity, I love you in the leaves. I love you with the mosquitoes. I love you with the rain. I love you. And when we say to Lord, I need something to drink, he gives us oceans. He gives us lakes. Lord, it's too hot. He gives us a breeze. God is going to take care of us. You don't understand. This is a divine decree. Wherever my divine will is veiled, there is that one thing in which my divine will is not veiled. Therefore, all of them, everything in creation, that's why we do pray our rounds, is waiting to become known. All the I love yous of creation is waiting to become known. When you're in prayer, and you hear a morning dove cooing, you go, that the Lord, for every morning dove that ever lived, you, with you, Jesus, I want to coo. I love you. I love you. I love you. In the name of all and every person, past, present, and future. What's happening at that moment? An explosion of divine I love you. See, it's not just prayer. It's your life. Your life becomes a prayer. Everything that you think, say, and do in the divine will, one with Jesus, one with Mary, through Louisa, happens. There is not one created thing in which my divine will is not failed. Therefore, all of them are waiting to for the divine will to become known, for the coming of the kingdom of the supreme fiat, and of its full triumph, which is the triumph of the Immaculate of Mary. It's the Eucharistic reign of Jesus. We're very close to this. You have to understand, there's not much time. Why? Well, I mean, it's not doom and gloom. Our Lady said it to Bruno in 1947. Time has now come to an end. Look at what I mean, everything's being fulfilled. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Everything's being fulfilled. Open your eyes and begin to see what's happening. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's the supreme fiat, the kingdom of the supreme fiat. It's the full triumph of the divine will. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Get ready for some wild things. It's going to be, God's in charge. God bless you.